We've learned the names of the Marines killed yesterday in Chattanooga. One was Sergeant Carson Holmquist. He joined the Marines 6 years ago. From Wisconsin today, his father told NPR, he died doing what he loved, fighting for our country.
Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan was 40 years old. He'd been a Marine for 18 years. Sullivan served two tours of duty in Iraq and earned two Purple Hearts. Today, in his hometown of Springfield, Massachusetts, the flag was lowered to half-staff. On Facebook, people were posting tributes on the page of Nathan Bill's Bar and Restaurant, his brother's Irish pub.
One of his high school teachers remembers Thomas Sullivan as a student who liked to debate a point. Lynn Leone said he always had a smile on his face.
He always stepped up to the plate. He was always willing to help in others in service, and Marines do that. They take care of their fellow Marines, and they go beyond, above and beyond the call of duty.
Another Marine killed yesterday in Chattanooga was Staff Sergeant David Wyatt. He enlisted in 2004. He'd served three tours of duty and been decorated with the Navy Marine Corps Achievement Medal.
Lance Corporal Squire K. Wells, also known as Skip, was from Marietta, Georgia. In high school, Wells was part of the Junior ROTC program. He played clarinet in the school band and the church orchestra. Friend and family spokesman Andy Kingery says Wells was on the first day of a two-week assignment in Chattanooga when he was killed yesterday. Wells was 21 years old.
Up to the minute that this incident happened, he was a very proud serving Marine.
And Kingery says Wells' family was fiercely proud of his service, too.